Really happy to hear that. And we have another one. Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And that's from Alan, who, Alan in Christie's, his evergreen. And we needed that. We didn't even mention that. But thank you very much, Alan. He likes A Public Affair and Mitch. Thank you. And I guess we have another one, so I will be disrupting the funny boys. Thank you, Jerome.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Esty.
Thank you, Summer and Jade. And who are our phone answerers? Gary's one of them. Where is that sheet? Gary and Lisa, and of course Lainey. And thanks to the Cardinal Bar for giving us food. Please join us, Jerome. There'll be food in the back there. And thanks to all of you who pledged. We didn't quite make our goal, but I think we got relatively close. So thank you very much for being the people who did call today, who did pledge today, who did donate today, who did vote for us. I really appreciate that. You are helping us go on. Stay tuned for the Funny Boys. We come and listen and support it. Live and direct, we come and never pre-recorded. With information that would never be. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. I feel nice.
And you are listening to WRT 89.9 FM, Madison. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, but with us as usual,
yep.
Mr. Smartin Pants.
Yep.
Hi.
I'm here with my pocket vacuum. Vacuum the money right out of your pocket.
Welcome.
Or whatever electronic equivalent you may have laying around.
Out of your crypto wallet.
Yeah, out of your crypto wallet. You won't even notice it.
Speaking of crypto, I saw that Donald Jr. and Eric Trump are getting involved in a crypto endeavor.
Kryptonite.
So just put all your money there and just relax.
Yeah.
You won't have to think about it again.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the election.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a lovely...
Where'd you go up to the Twin Towns?
Yeah, we went up to the Twin Cities and saw some...
The cities, as we call
it. The cities, yeah. We saw some friends. We took the train up there. It was really nice.
The freight train?
No. That's a great idea, though. No, we went up to Columbus and jumped on the I think it's called the Borealis. So it was lovely. It was fun. It takes about the same amount of time. It's a little pricier than driving your car, obviously.
Sure, sure.
But it takes about the same amount of time, and you can spend the time talking to people and reading and looking out the window at the beautiful Midwestern scenery. And
sure.
It's very nice.
Trains are fun.
Trains are fun.
It was a lot really of great. A lot of our listeners like trains.
Yeah, I think that says something, doesn't it? But anyway, no, it was great. And we went, it was the last few days of the Keith Haring exhibit at the Walker, so Companion and I went to see that, and it was very moving. It was a very moving exhibit. You know, you think of his work as being this graffiti stuff and very clever and very fun-loving. But as he aged, as he got older and closer to his death, his artwork became more apocalyptic. It was like the Hieronymus Bosch or something. It was just really kind of intense. And I was really feeling his pain. You know, I was like looking at these giant murals of, you know, Satan controlling the world and so on. I was thinking, yeah, that's kind of right. But feeling bad for him. You know?
Sure, wasn't that like a Trump ad?
Well, it was, for those of you a little younger, it was the Reagan years, and it did seem apocalyptic. And
yeah.
Right in the middle of the AIDS epidemic, and it did seem apocalyptic.
Well,
I mean,
well, people,
know,
I mean, literally, were actually worried about dying in a nuclear war, too.
I mean,
that not, it wasn't like an abstract concept.
No.
It was like, when are the nukes going
to
fly?
My grandmother sent away for a map to find out where nuclear weapons might be dropped from Russia, and she decided she was going to move to Parkersburg, West Virginia, because it didn't seem like a place that was on the Russian target list.
Sure.
And I remember her telling me she was seriously thinking. Her comment was, when Reagan got elected, and we've fallen so far, we don't even have an actor anymore. We have a Carnival Barker, right, that's running for the Republican nomination. But she said, an actor as president? You know what actors are? Professional liars. That's my grandmother said that. So yeah, things seem not so great back then too. But anyway, we're here to take your money.
We are.
And you know, it's pledge time. And what are people paying for when they give a little money to WRT?
Well, they're keeping the station on the air. They're keeping the various diverse voices of the community on the air. We're help, you know, connecting people in this time when there's so much isolation going on. It's an incredible resource to knit together, as it says, as we say, community.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Wow, that was a good answer.
Yeah. Surprised you.
You shocked me.
You thought I just had some smart-ass thing to say.
No, you had a very heartfelt thing to say.
Like liquor and liquor and gambling.
Yeah, if you love to listen to the radio in your car, it's a lot of people do that when they commute, just leave it on WRT because, you know, you're going to find something that you've never heard before, or if it's something that you like, it's bound to be on there because... Mm-hmm. It's radio for everybody. So
yeah.
It's something that we've been doing this for many years. I mean, we just love it here. So, you know, show us a little of your love and give us some money.
Because that's what equates the love in our society.
Hey.
Love and respect.
The sole arbiter of value. Come
that's
on.
Right. We all know that. 256-2001, extension 1. Do you have the phone answer name?
Yeah, there? I sure do. It's Gary and Lisa out there today. They've been phone answers before, and they're back. And I also want to mention Lainey. She's been a receptionist here for a couple months. I really like her. She's really wonderful. And if Gary and Lisa are busy, which we hope they will be with all the zillions of calls, then Lainey
ring.
Lainey will step up and answer it. And I want to also say that we have a food donor because, of course, we have donations from the community. Cardinal Barr has donated some food. And I just had a pasty for the first time in my life.
You know, first time in your life?
Yeah, I never had one before.
Oh, wow.
And I thought it was going to... I wasn't sure who was going to win, me or it.
Yeah.
It looked pretty formidable.
You were battling it when I came in.
Yeah, I was. had that knife at the ready. But it was very good, and I got done. I felt just like a Cornish tin miner. Yeah. So it was, or a tinnish corn miner or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, you used to be a coal miner.
I used to be a coal miner, but we didn't have those. We did those. We had mostly like Twinkies and things like that. Uh-oh, look who it is.
It's... Esty, everybody.
Esty. Hi.
Hey, Esty.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I like your laugh. That's great.
Yeah, I had no
kittens?
Reason to disrupt you last week, and I was disappointed about
I wasn't
that.
Here, yeah.
But here I am again.
Excellent.
So I wanted to thank Sarah for her last-minute, very lovely pledge and I think we still have enough money to make that double, so thank you so much, Sarah. She likes the noon show on Thursday and Friday, and guess who also she likes?
Who? Mel and Floyd.
She likes Mel and Floyd. And also the fantastic nighttime news shows. So there are people who like both you and me.
Of course there are.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
The silly guys and the serious gal.
We're the spoonful of sugar.
Lots of people down at Mendota State. They're very split personalities, you know.
Well, it's good to see you guys. I'm going to leave you.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Yep. So do like the folks who pledge to Esty do, and pledge to us instead.
Only more.
Only more, yeah, right.
Because it'll send Esty into a spiral of revenge.
And that's what we need. We need more of that. We were trying to get that going with another programmer here, and then people misunderstood. But it's all about the... It's friendly competition.
It's a friendly camaraderie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who got more? Oh,
we
I did. I must
you
be great.
We love
no,
you.
No,
yeah.
We're great.
So,
you know.
256-2001, extension 1, or go to WRTFM.org. And there's a big orange button you can push, and then...
what happens then?
Then a boxing glove comes out of your screen and punches you right in the nose.
All right, so, sounds good.
No.
I need more of that.
No. And we really like the evergreen donors, the where you can make a small payment every month, and then and then it's automatic, and you probably won't even notice.
Yeah, just like a mosquito bite. Except when the Zika shows
sucking
up.
You, sucking you dry. We do have some thank you gifts at the $35 level. You get the WRT embroidered patch. At the $60 level, the WRT road trip cooler. Those are pretty
nice. That's a cool cooler.
I like those. I might have to get one of those. And at the $100 level, the I Hear Voices long sleeve t-shirt.
That's what I was saying about our off-target audience.
With some sort of, there's a debate over this. Ruby and I were trying to figure out what the animal is on there. It's sort of a dog, but then sort of looks like...
it looks delicious.
Like a yeah, if you're from Springfield, it must be a nice little, sandwich.
I don't know. I think, is that a dog or a cat? It looks a little bit of both.
There's a little bit of that. And then
I think it's a generic animal.
Kind of a woodland creature type,
Northern. The arms are not really good, but.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But, all right. Well, it's a sui generis animal.
But I hear voices. And that's a nice long sleeve t-shirt, different colors and different sizes. So talk to their phone answerers and get back to
you. Can pledge online. WRTFM.org.
Right.
Or you can call 256-2001. It's area code 608, and we should probably let people do that.
Okay, we're going to take a brief break, play some announcements. We'll be right back.
Here I am again.
Hi.
Sarah just told me that we got two online donations at the last minute from Phil and Anonymous. Thank you so much, both of you. We didn't quite make it to our very high goal, but we made it well then. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Esty.
That's not for me, right? It is and it isn't.
Oh, no, we get it. Come on. What do you got there, Esty?
And he started to give me his information. He's doubling his evergreen. But the reason I brought it to you, he didn't finish his pledge. He has to call me back.
Behind the scenes. Are you keeping that one?
Okay. So it's Pierceville Arts that increased significantly their current monthly. And they say the highlight of his life was sitting next to Esty at the dinner. Okay.
All right.
It's ringing and I got to hang up and I'll call you back.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Pierceville. Maybe we'll sit again.
That's celebrity.
See, guys, who is so excited charisma about sitting next to you?
I think it's whom, actually.
Well, thank you, everybody.
All right. If you want to pledge to Esty's show, it's 608.
Get in your time machine. Go back in time.
256-2001.
Thanks.
So, Pence, did you watch the big debate on Tuesday?
I didn't. There was a debate party I was invited to, but I said only if you provide the Xanax. So, but as it turned out, 67 million people watched it.
Yeah.
Apparently, they did not need Xanax, or they all were really doped up. And apparently, from what I've heard, 67 million people can now not ever unsee that. So, where a grown man has started going on and on.
They're eating cats and dogs.
Yeah, I was talking to one of our staffers here before the show, and he said, I was watching it, and he said, I could see the moment, I love the way he said, the moment of pathos, where the look on Kamala Harris's face was like, this isn't funny, that man's seriously ill,
Am I safe up here?
That's what we've had. We've had this for a while now. It's not like this is a new thing, but unfortunately, by building him up and saying he's this giant threat, which he is, by the way, let nobody be, fooled on that.
He's a threat not because he's so imposing, but because he's so malleable to the people that want to
It's like your five-year-old gets a machine gun. I mean, that's
or a monkey.
A drunk monkey with a machine gun.
But
So yeah, so she was quite deft, and the thing is, I heard people, Republican spin doctors, say, you know, well, you know, if he just focused on the substance, but if you looked and listen to the things he said in terms of policy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He literally is the kid that was, you know, supposed to do the book report, and he doesn't even know the first thing about it. You know, Treasure Island is about a pirate with an eye patch and
an island
and a parrot
and his treasure, and they find the treasure, and it was a very exciting story.
Got a pledge here from
we do.
Let's see, it's from Clark. And, oops, wait a minute. It just changed because somebody else pledged. It's from Clark, and Clark wants to know, is a very important question, which I will get to right now, and that is, will I see you at the Willie Street Fair? And this is Mindless Minion Absolute Zero. So the question I have for you, Mr. Mel, Dr. Mel, Mel, the Mel of all times, are we going to be at the Willie Street Fair?
I will not be there.
Oh, no!
I'll be gone. But
would you feel bad if I went with Ruby?
No, I was going to ask if you and Ruby or Floyd or somebody wanted to go. Have fun.
I'll miss you.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sad puppy look. Aww. Yeah. And I'm not delicious. So just, you know.
Puppies.
So Clark likes Mel and Floyd, a public affair on Thursdays in Hijira.
Very nice.
And then we have another pledge here, and this one is from Nobuyoshi's friend, Perry.
All right.
And likes Mel and Floyd, Saturday Night Style, and Pan Africa.
Very
choices. Nice.
Thank you.
And that's a nice pledge. Thank you so much to both of you. So, again, you can go online and pledge, or you can call. And it's 608-256-75. Pardon me, that just gave me a number again. 256.
Giving your home number again?
I want people to call me.
Are you that lonely?
Why don't you do the number?
Are you that sad and lonely?
Yeah, I just like, operators are standing by. Why do I do that? I think it's because I have to give my number so much at the time. So. But it's 2001. 256.
608 256 2001. Extension 1 or WRTFM.org if you want to just pledge online.
And you'll.
Easier.
You can talk to Gary or Lisa, and they will ask you questions, personal questions.
Or Laney.
Questions that will enable you to fit our gift profile, because you know every listener has a gift profile.
Right.
What would you?
We run it through the algorithm and find something that matches you. It's usually the $500 level, but I don't know if it's just the algorithm.
Yeah,
you can't argue with it.
You can't argue with it. That's right. Exactly. Speaking of the algorithm, I don't know if you. If you saw this, but that the night, you know, again, the Trump, the carnival barker, comes out and is like, you know, see the mermaid, you know, telling everybody, of course, that there's no mermaid. I said there was a mermaid. I said you'd see one.
Mermaids are good eating, too.
Yeah, they sure are. Yeah. He said, well, I won. He told everybody he won.
Yeah. Right?
But the next day, the shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, which is the parent company of the so-called Truth Social site, fell by about 10%. By the market's close, and this what intervened, of course, was the debate. The sell-off in shares has come at an inauspicious time for Mr. Trump, who owns 57% of the company's stock. In just over a week, on September 19th, a provision that bans him and other large shareholders from selling is set to expire. So it's coming up this week, this next week. So apparently they got the idea that maybe this wouldn't be such a valuable company if he was a private citizen.
Yeah. Tells you all you need to know about that, quote, stock.
Yeah, stock, yeah, exactly. I want to give you a little some stats here I got from She Who Must Be Obeyed, the person who is basically in charge of these pledge drives. And she thought that you might want to know how important your donations are. And so
how
she did a nice breakdown. And the donations from individuals account for 80.2%.
Really?
80.2%. And I'm not making that up, and I didn't get it from Newsmax. I got it from 89.3, 90.5. No. 80.2. That's over almost $700,000 comes from you, the listeners. And then we do get some other stuff. We have some underwriting for about 6%.
Yeah.
We have we make a little money off events like the Bolarama and Chiliocracy and some other things.
Sure.
That's about 3%. And then we do also get a grant for the Center for Public Broadcasting, which is about 11%. So it's you, the listeners. You're the people that are funding all this.
And
it's madness.
It's sort of a nascent program, but we're working on raising a lot of money through blackmail as well.
Oh, wow.
So that's a promising new avenue.
Is that our new drug lord that we have installed in the in the position of pledge coordinator.
Hey, we got a lot of dirt on these people.
So I saw the thing about Trump. One of the things he did say in the debate was he wanted to shut down the Department of Education,
yeah,
which is one of those crazy things that they say.
They've been saying that right? for years.
Yeah, but you know what? A companion and I were talking about this, and he said, well, what about the Department of Education? And I said, you know who invented the Department of Education? It was the Republicans. Abraham Lincoln, in the 1860s, he created two independent departments. They weren't cabinet. They had commissioners rather than secretaries. But one was the Department of Education, and the other was Department of Labor. And that was the way the Republicans were when they were originally a party. They wanted to basically have areas dedicated to that those aspects of American life. And then it became the Office of Education later, and it was in the Interior Department, and then it went into Health, Education, and Welfare. But it was the Republicans that actually created this concept of having a national clearinghouse
sure.
for educational stuff
sure.
Back in the day. And now, of course, they...
And it's not like it's this... overlord of education. I mean,
no.
most education is done at the local level. I mean, yeah. as far as the funding and setting the standards and setting the criteria and, you know, the hiring people.
Right.
That's all local.
Yeah. Which is really problematic if, like, me growing up in Kentucky.
Right. Like,
I wish they would get into the act a little bit more.
But so, I mean, the education, they're more like about, you know, issuing grants and research and things like that. So, I mean, it's not like it's some horrible, you know, Orwellian agency you need to reel in. But
it's just another talking point.
Yeah. Well, of course. Well, because it sounds like that. You say, oh, they're you know, you got Washington telling you know what your kid should learn, and then your kid gets a sex change operation during gym class, and then that's all over. Then you know,
wish it was that easy.
Yeah. And they come home and they're a different kind of sex you've never heard of before. And, and it's just terrible.
Got a couple of pledges here
from
people who are being somewhat offensive. It says, please read comments on the air unless offensive. So these are not going to make it. I don't know. This is Stein and Tawny. They're two ex-Madisonians who now live in Alma. You ever been to Alma?
I don't think so.
No, I haven't either.
I might have.
Stop building five-story stick. Let's see. Stop building five-story stick built. Oops. Got to go down here. Sorry. Stick built apartments down there and save the dice at least. I have no idea what that means. And from our dog, Benny, don't eat him. Okay, we will try very hard not to eat Benny. And let's see. We got another one here from Mindless Minion, number Lucky 7. likes Mel and Floyd, who cooks for you in Green Morning Radio. So, hey, Pants, I'll bring you some candy smokes at the Willie Street Fair. Sorry you'll miss out, Mel. Aww. I'm sorry, too. Aww. I feel the same way. I'm just Pants without Mel. That doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. Let's see. There's another good one from Chris. Chris likes Blues Cruise, Tropical Rhythms, and Entertainment. You two Marxists are still on the air. That was another great moment. I love when she said that, the look on her face. Like,
what? I missed that one.
Well, he called her a Marxist and said her father was a Marxist, which he was.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was a theoretical Marxist.
But it was Gummo Marx.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, and she just got this look on her face. I remember back when they used to call, and this is just amazing, back in the day, Kittywitties, they used to call Bill Clinton a socialist.
Oh,
remember
right,
that?
Right.
And it was kind of like, then they found out when they started doing some polling. It's like, oh, people starting to think socialism's not so bad because that's what it is. That's all it is. Well, you know, whatever. Okay, but quit bashing Trump. He won the debate 96-18%. Mel, we will miss you at the Willie Street Fair. It feels good to fund you.
Oh, that feels good to be funded by you. Yeah. So. Oh.
You can go online like these fabulous people did. Or, of course, you can call the station. Oop, there's another person. Another person.
Another
this
online player.
Anne from Wautoma.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
Anne, you're so sweet. Mel and Floyd at Surgeon Radio Kiosk and Mud Acres. You guys have kept me going with laughter for so long. So this is a separate pledge in addition to our monthly deduction. Oh, that's the evergreen thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
To show our appreciation and to get the I Hear Voices long sleeve.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So those are sweet shirts. Those would be nice.
Yep.
Tempted to get one.
So. Yep. Yeah, I need to build up my wardrobe with branded products. I don't have nearly enough. Not nearly enough.
I don't wear very many branded products. I wear some Wart stuff, and that's really about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, otherwise I have blank shirts. And
I used to do a lot of work at my institution for freshman move-in day and orientation and stuff, and they would pay you by giving you a t-shirt.
Yeah, sure.
So I just pulled one out of the vault yesterday from 2003, and I was like, okay, I guess it passes the smell
Welcome,
test.
Welcome, freshman.
Yeah, exactly.
So Donald Trump had a campaign event yesterday in Arizona, and at the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And Linda Ronstadt did not like that.
Yeah.
She went on social media and said that Trump, she didn't like Trump's rally at her namesake in her hometown of Tucson. I would prefer to ignore that sad fact, but since the building has my name on it, I need to say something. It saddens me to see the former president bring his hate show to Tucson, a town with deep Mexican-American roots and joyful, tolerant spirit.
So. Got a pledge from Karen in Baraboo. Thank you, Karen. She likes Mel and Floyd, Who Cooks for You, and Back to the Country.
Right.
Excellent.
Feeling better because I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left this scar. Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna say it again. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
And that's Linda Ronstadt commenting on Donald Trump using the Linda Ronstadt Theater.
All right. Let's see. I have a wonderful story. So there's this crazy right-wing German princess. Did you hear about this?
No.
She comes from a storied family. She belongs to this family of Thurn und Taxis, which back in the Middle Ages and up until the 18th century was the private, they had the private concession on postage, all the postal routes in what is now Germany.
Oh.
And so they were fabulously wealthy.
Sweet deal.
Yeah, it is a sweet deal. And so they still have the line of princesses. So the Princess Gloria von Thurn und Taxis, she's been following a lot of super right-wing, especially super right-wing conservative Catholic things now for a while. And guess who paid a visit to the princess?
I don't know.
Her Serene Highness herself. Justice Alito and his wife Martha Ann. They're her friends, she said. And so of course they visited her in the castle where she lives, and they attended the opening of, and you'll love this, history lovers, the Bayreuth Festival, where of course they saw the world's premiere of this season of Wagner's operas. Dum dum bum ba da bum bum. You can't make this stuff up.
Kill the rabbit.
The details of this just recently emerged because apparently under a little bit of pressure, the justice listed a $900 gift of concert tickets on his annual financial disclosure form, which was just released last week. So this is he's hobnobbing with right-wing German princesses.
They seem to have a lot.
What else could be the problem?
They seem to have a lot of like Nazi adjacent type encounters.
Near Nazi. Oh my lord!
So there was a picture that someone created using artificial intelligence of AOC in the bathtub.
Oh dear!
Just, you know, horrible crap like that. Just because she had talked about what an issue this was, and so of course somebody responded by doing that. But there was some debate over whether it was a real picture or not at first, and then but to the rescue, the online army of foot fetishes,
fetishists. Okay.
They analyzed her feet in the picture.
Oh, dear Lord.
And they said, those aren't her feet.
Oh, my God.
That's a fake picture.
Ask the experts.
I know. I'm glad it was her feet.
Yeah,
I suppose. But, Hey, you're listening to the Mel and Floyd Show here on WORT. We're trying to raise some money today. 256-2001, extension 1, or go to WRTFM.org and pledge right online there. The money will go right into our Swiss bank account. And and then we're going to skip town. I think that's how this works.
I've got a little story from yesteryear that I wanted to share. So maybe we can do that when we come back from the break. And during the break time, it'd be a good time for people to pledge. We've had some lovely pledges from people here. Thank you so much. So far, let's see, we've had 7 pledges, and we would really like to have more. So if you'd like to help out here at the station, just give us a little money. That's all we need. Your love, it gives us a thrill, but your love won't pay the bills. So we want money.
All right, we're going to take a brief break, play some announcements, and then that'll give you a chance to clickety-click over to WRTFM.org or clickety-click to 608-256-2001, extension 1. All right, we'll be right back. I have to play some announcements, and then we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in-Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
It's time for the Willie Street Fair. This year's fair happens Saturday, September 21st and Sunday, September 22nd between the 800 and 1,000 blocks of Williamson Street and rounds out the summer festival season with a mix of local vendors, food, bands, beer, and people. The fair offers 4 stages of music with a wide variety of sounds, including lots of local folk, rock, electronica, and a kids' stage. Plus on Sunday, the WRT Underground Stage. Sunday kicks off with a world-famous all-inclusive parade at 11 a.m. All proceeds benefit the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair is on Saturday, September 21st and Sunday, September 22nd on the 800, 900, and 1,000 block of Williamson Street on the Isthmus. You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org. The Wild Rumpus Circus welcomes back the iconic political theater company Bread and Puppet to Mazomanie for a 2-pronged theater attack. The traveling troupe present their newest show, The Beginning After the End of Humanity Circus, at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st, in the downtown Mazomanie Performing Arts Pavilion. Bread and Puppet are also offering a theater workshop on Friday, September 20th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Rumpus Room, also in downtown Mazo. Workshop participants have the option of performing with Bread and Puppet the following day at their outdoor performance. Founded in 1963 by Peter Schumann in New York City, Bread and Puppet Theater is one of the oldest nonprofit, self-supporting theatrical companies in the country. For more information and to sign up for the theater workshop, go to therumpusroom.org. Wild Rumpus Circus welcomes Bread and Puppet back to Mazomanie on September 21st in the downtown Mazomanie Performing Arts Pavilion. Bringing you diversity and performance, this is WORT 89.9 FM Madison.
And we're back.
Got a message here from our friend Chris.
Apparently, we love Chris.
He's in a new lab, and he reports the conditions. There is a lot less urine in this lab. All right. I'm not sure how much was in the old one, so I don't know if that's good or not.
We're proud of you for that.
Yeah, we're proud of you. Yeah, right. Unspecified source there. You're right. The solvents are better here. Chris also reports that my employer made company matching charitable contributions easier. So you should be getting about 13 matching donations. We love them when they match. We just stick them on a little shelf, yeah, and well, like Hummelware or
you
something.
You like organizing things.
Yes, I like organizing those little matching donations. So I want to give you a little blast from the past.
It's, yes.
I've been reading the newspaper and watching movies from 50 years ago. It's kind of fun, and there's like the sync up. And I watched Young Frankenstein actually during the debate. It seemed like an appropriate bit of counter programming. So that's what I did on debate
comedy
night.
Horror. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Exactly. Comedy horror. Exactly. But it's a little past the 50th anniversary of the famous pardon of Richard Nixon for all crimes he may have committed. He didn't actually get, finally tried for anything, so he wasn't pardoned. He was pardoned for hypothetical crimes.
Yeah. He got the Monopoly get out of jail free card.
He did indeed. Yeah. And one of the things I found out was a week after he got his pardon, he was trying to get President Ford, his successor, to give him a pension of $850,000 a year, which doesn't sound like a lot today, but was a lot of money then, and substantially more than the previous ex-president, who was, of course, Lyndon Johnson, about $200,000 more. And that wasn't even going to include his secretarial and security needs. That was just like personal, travel funds and stuff, so he could go around and spread the Nixon joy everywhere he went. So needless to say, Congress is like, no, we're not going to do that.
We just fired you.
But one of the things that many, I think, listeners might be interested to know is that around this time, in fact, the story broke in the New York Times by Seymour Hersh, a famous investigative reporter from that era. It broke on September 11th that a senator from Idaho, Frank Church was his name, was going to be having hearings on what people didn't really know. I mean, some people knew, but it was not widely known, the extent to which the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, had been involved in illegal activities overseas. And in particular, they were focusing on the $8 million, again, a much larger number in those days, that the CIA spent between 1970 and 1973 in order to, do you remember what they were doing?
No.
They were trying to overthrow the socialist president of Chile, Salvador Allende Goossens. And they said, oh, we had nothing to do with this. It was totally homegrown. They didn't like him. He's a crazy Marxist or whatever. And of course, their $8 million, it's not going to buy you a whole revolution, but it can certainly help out a lot. And when Senator Church found this out, he said, I'm not going to let this matter slide. And this is pretty intense for the public speech of the time. He said, I'm very much incensed by this. Now, kids, 50 years ago, that was fighting words, okay? So that began a long, 75 and 76, mm-hmm. Look it up. It began a long investigation of some of the shenanigans that many of our so-called security and intelligence agencies were involved of during that time, including, you remember our favorite, they were going to give an exploding cigar to Fidel Castro. Remember that one? that was Bobby Kennedy Sr.'s idea. So something runs in the family there.
They were also going to give him something so that his beard would fall out. They thought there was like a Samson thing going on. Yeah, where if he lost his beard, he loses his power.
So Gary just walked in and he had a couple pledges for us. One is from Anonymous. And thank you so much, Anonymous. What are your three favorite shows? MNF, MNF, MNF. I think that means Elton Mel and Floyd.
MF means something else, too.
We have Judy Hagman at Snughaven Farms.
Thank you, Judy.
And let's see. Oh, thank you, Judy. That's very generous of you. And Judy's going to get, or somebody at the farm is going to get a forest green long sleeve WRT shirt.
Oh, nice.
And let's see, what are their favorite shows? Mel and Floyd, the BBC News, and Bluegrass.
Very
excellent
cool.
choices. All right. So those are our first actual, I think, phone call pledges we've gotten. So thank you to both Judy and to Anonymous.
We got about 21 minutes left here of the show. We need maybe 15 more pledges to get us close to our goal. 256-2001, extension 1, or WRTFM.org.
Or, if you want to just short-circuit the whole thing, one pledge of like $1,000 would be fine.
Sure, there you go. So. conservative,
that's a lot of sweatshirts.
A conservative evangelical preacher had these comments on the debate Tuesday night.
Okay.
He said that it was witchcraft.
Oh, of course.
He said, when I say witchcraft, I'm talking about what happened tonight, he wrote on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Occult, empowered deception, manipulation, and domination. That's what ABC pulled off as moderators and Kamala's script handlers set up the kill box.
But you know the thing about that? I've seen enough of those things to know that when the witches cast their spells, it only works on the weak-minded. Plus, I've been to the Witch Museum in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I'm firmly pro-witch. So all of you who are pro-witch, I think you should really just jump right in there. Isn't that sweet? I just got a happy belated birthday from Ruby. And she's like, happy belated birthday, Mr. Smarty Plant Pants. Glad you're back. And it was a lovely birthday. It really was. Very nice. We just walked around, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And again, we have a couple of friends that we got to see and be with, and that was good. And the husband and the couple hasn't been well, but he's stabilizing now. So we were very joyous about that. So
I hear the city's on fire, and there's really not much left of it anymore.
Nah. that's not true. What happened. But I got to tell you, I got to tell you a little vignette real quickly. I did see a man. I don't know whether this is right or wrong. And maybe if you have an opinion about it, you should send a message or something. And maybe we did the wrong thing. But there was a man who was very strung out. He was either passed out from drugs or from drink.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, "Could you see if that man is all right?" So we went over to look, and he was breathing and so on. And he wasn't obviously in a bad way. He was just passed out.
Yeah.
And I thought, I should do the Good Samaritan thing, and I should really call 911.
Yeah.
And then we talked about it. And it was like, I don't know if I want to call 911. And I hesitated, and we didn't end up doing it because we didn't want to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not sure. I don't know if we did the right thing. I was just kind of, people in the neighborhood were walking by and looking and really not responding. And I thought, we talked about it. And we're kind of like, we should do what the people who live here do, which is don't call the authorities in. So we didn't. And I still kind of, bothers me a little bit, but I kind of feel like knowing how things are there, I just didn't want him getting hassled or hurt or anything like that.
I mean, if they're
like
just going to throw him in a cell.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Exactly.
Better off. I don't know. That's a good question.
It was a hard one. I didn't know what to do.
Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde has released a series of ads showing a bunch of ordinary Wisconsin people in these ads as, the typical ads of people saying how, a lot of inflation stuff.
A lot of Rosicrucians in there.
How it's so hard to make ends meet now. Yeah, and, these are just people like you and me.
Yeah.
Except a lot of them are GOP operatives. they're people who are like...
Those are sort of...
They're people, they just show the first names, Kathy. They show Kathy talking about inflation. But it turns out that her name is Kathy Papp, and she's the executive director of the Republican Party of Waukesha County.
Yeah.
And then there's Nancy, who's, again, just a normal Wisconsin person, a floral dress there, and she's just having trouble with with all the Biden inflation.
Oh, yeah.
And Nancy's Nancy... Kormanik, she's a board member for the Republican Party of Waukesha County. I'm glad they ranged far and wide to find people
from
these
one county
ads.
To the next. Yeah.
Because it's hard to find Republicans in Waukesha County.
Wow. Pretty amazing. The Biden inflation,
So that. There's this odd thing that they're doing with Trump now. They're using AI.
Oh, the ducks
to create pictures of him like cuddling ducks and kittens and stuff.
Well, that was the others. The flip side of that story was that these stories are like blood libel. You know, it's like, can you think of the most inhuman thing that you can think of, and then accuse somebody that you hate of that thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, they were basically saying. They weren't sure if it was ducks or whether it was geese that were also being eaten.
That's why
he's cuddling those two. Yeah,
but I can't imagine him cuddling any kind of animal. have you ever seen him? We've never seen him with like a pet or an animal or interacting with anything except, you know, like a hamburger. But I don't. It's just a very strange. I just, the idea of him cuddling animals just doesn't compute.
So we got another message from Stein and Tawny.
Yeah.
And clearing up, I wasn't sure what was going on the last one. Sorry about that. That was my problem, not yours. It said, the Paradise Lounge is the dice. Please don't raise that block and turn it into crappy apartments. Yeah, there's a lot of crappy apartments is what I meant. Hmm. And then this is reflecting on the last thing. Living in the cities is an ethical dilemma always. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a balancing act with everything, right?
Right.
There's a lot of moral dilemmas out there. Oh, let's see. Oh, I just came. You know what I did for my birthday? I had a physical.
Yeah.
And I was so I was so excited. Everything's fine. You know,
good for
the
you.
Doctor was like, oh, you have a heart of a younger man. I said, yeah. And he wants it back. And my blood pressure is perfect. Everything's just fine. So I'm probably going to get hit by a bus, I assume. So that was my little birthday present to me.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, we're trying to raise a little money. We've got about 14 minutes left here. 256-2001 extension.
That could be a lot of pledges.
One or WRTFM.org.
Yep.
So there's a guy running in Wisconsin for he's a candidate for the 49th State Assembly.
Okay.
And he has the unfortunate name of Scott Walker.
Oh, no. The kiss of death. Darth Vader is running for State Assembly. Fuck Darth.
And the problem is that this Scott Walker, he's from Platteville.
Okay.
He loves unions.
Oh, very good.
Thinks women should have the right to an abortion.
Well, there you go.
And wants to expand health care coverage.
Yeah.
And but he's
so he's the anti Scott Walker. He's basically like the alternate world. Does he have like a little goatee? The alternate world Scott Walker that we see is famously, you know, illustrated in the documentary Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's having a little trouble getting his message out there.
Yeah,
but
he's the mirror image, Scott Walker. But let's see. May we use your name? Yes, Candy. Hey, Candy. Thank you. Candy gave us a pledge. Thank you, Candy. Candy is from Odell. And Candy says, let's see, likes Mel and Floyd, and Mel and Floyd. Wow, we really have them brainwashed. And says, thank you for decades of fun and free therapy. Lucy's standing behind her little stand. Those guys are just giving it away. Yeah, all right. Got a, let's see, who's this? First name only, it says. I understand that. It says alternate name to use on the air. Murph. Hey, Murph. That's a good name. I like that name, actually. I think I'm going to start going by Murph, if you don't mind, Murph. Murph pledged, and again, a very nice pledge. Thank you, Murph. And got a long-sleeve T-shirt as a result. Likes Mel and Floyd, Green Morning Radio Entertainment. Wah-ha-ha. All right.
Very cool. So, the oldest map of the world on a 3,000-year-old Babylonian tablet was deciphered.
Yeah, it was only about 20 acres. Yeah. Didn't think anything was beyond that.
The hardest part was folding it up to get it in the glove box.
Yeah. Those stone maps. We've come a long way. Hey, I got a little advice here. This is the Mel and Floyd advice corner.
Yes, this I could is, use some advice.
Yeah, this is about dating.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, these are what dating yellow flags. These are things like, it doesn't say that the person is bad. Doesn't say that you shouldn't maybe try to get
caution,
to know them better.
Caution, proceed slowly.
Proceed slowly. Thank you, Mel. Yeah. You understand the universal light system here. This is the yellow flag.
Punch it. That's what the yellow light means.
This first one actually does work for me because early in our relationship, a companion did not do this, and I thought that was a positive. If your date reveals that every one of their exes has been a horrible borderline crazy person, that means they're a horrible crazy borderline person.
Sure.
I mean, what part did they play in the demise of their past relationships? This is the question. So if your person you're dating castigates their former lovers, or conversely, if they're still friendly with them, nice to them, and so on, that would be a good sign. If your inner circle, not influenced by the raging biological urges, says, I don't know about that. You really should talk with your friends. Don't be resentful. Don't be like, oh, you're just not happy because I'm happy. They know you and they know what you need. So at least listen to them. If you've got broccoli in your teeth, you need to ask somebody to look and see. Okay. So you're going to be doing that rewiring like prairie voles do when they bond with each other. Yeah. It's like, you got to be careful of that.
Sure.
Ask your friends. And if you're asking all the questions.
My friends have like really terrible judgment and they're really kind of not very bright.
Well, that's on you, buddy.
So, you might need different friends.
Yeah, you need new friends.
I've got yellow flag on the
that's
friends.
That's next week's advice. Yeah. Okay. If you're asking all the questions and no one's asking you anything in return, that means you're really not terribly curious. That's a bad sign. And of course, if your date is inconsistent, so, they text you nonstop and then they vanish, things like that. So the four things are, if they talk smack about their exes, that's not a good sign. If your inner circle, is kind of like, maybe that's, again, pay attention to that. If you're asking all the questions and they don't seem terribly interested in you, that's a problem. And then finally, if their behavior is erratic, it's kind of like, well, what's really going on there? Mm. Those are some signs that you should be careful. Approach with caution. Got Mindless Minion 3527 here.
That's a good number.
And it is a great number. And good Lord, what an unusual amount they've given here.
They just do that to screw with you. They know you have to add
those
up.
I have to write it down.
It messes with your mind.
Let's see. This person, can we give? Yeah, we'll just give their minion name. But they actually live in Minneapolis. And they said that they're calling from the smoldering ruins of Minneapolis. So. Good to know.
It's like a fortnight or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So 256-2001, 608, extension 1. You can call. We have 9 minutes left in the hour. And, we often have folks that just, we reach a maximum density of pledges right towards the end. So don't feel like the moment has passed. Please go online or call in and make your pledge to the
That's what happened last week when Ruby was here, when a lot came at the end. And I explained to her, we have to wear people down. Our listeners have kind of weak minds, but we need to break them down.
There you go.
You break them down and then you build them back up. It takes about an hour for most of them.
I think our listeners are just good shoppers. And they want to see if they're paying for value or not. that was okay. I think maybe $25 for that one. I got any spare change here?
We do have quite a few thank you gifts. You can look online and see them or talk to the phone answers. But at the $45 level, you can get a Progressive Magazine 1-year subscription.
Oh, indeed.
At the $90 level, the WRT Roll Top Backpack. And I've heard good things about this backpack. Ruby was saying she would put two laptops in there.
It's the duck and roll top.
Have no problems. And at the $120 level, you get the WRT binoculars. And did you get a pair of those or somebody?
No, I have a pair of binoculars, but it's not WRT branded. I think I need one of those.
And of course, don't forget the new long sleeve T-shirt. There's the Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Yeah.
Jaguar is wearing my favorite shirt that he owns. That's a good one. It's a nice shirt.
It even has.
Look at that. It has paint. Oh, it has little glasses wiping things. What is that? Ancillary materials. Oh, that button. All right. Yeah. What do you put in there? I'm trying to draw attention to the limitations of the medium here.
This is not the greatest radio I've ever heard, but that's okay.
Best radio I've seen.
Yeah, best radio you've ever seen.
Hey, just had a pledge from Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
In Fitchburg. And let's see, how much did Kevin pledge? Let me write that down in the giant book.
Thank you,
Likes
Kevin.
Likes Mel Floyd, all the jazz, and General. General who? Was really intriguing to hear Channel 89 a few weeks ago. Yeah, it was the predecessor program that that Mel and the original Mel and Floyd were captains of. Also, you need an online option under favorite shows for whatever is on at 3 a.m. Whatever's on at 3 a.m. when I'm high, yeah, right? Because I don't remember.
Another insomniac. It's good to hear from you. So
thank you, Kevin.
So this is from a TikToker. So I don't know. You can take this whether you think it's true or not.
Giant grain of salt.
But she ordered a croissant-shaped lamp from Temu.
Okay.
And
I do that all the time.
And the package showed up, well. And it was actually a croissant.
Stick the light bulb right in here, and you'll be all set to go. Okay. Am I being? I don't know. I know. I'm kind of a freak. I'm aware of my freakitude. Sure. But I just don't trust that kind of stuff. I want to see the object, hold the object, touch the object, manipulate the object. I just don't. I mean, like, no, you could be anything. I'm sorry. I just, no.
It could be a croissant.
Yeah, it could be a croissant, yeah.
Well, Temu is kind of like the dollar store Amazon, you know, so it's really cheap and the stuff is.
Oh, so they cheap. Underpay people and it takes a while for them to
cheap,
get to you. Yeah,
cheap right. in a lot of, you know, yeah. in many, many, many ways. Of the.
Speaking there, sorry. So let me just mention that a few people have pledged, and they are Legion, Mindless Minion 3527. We got Murph. We got Judy from Snughaven Farm. We've got Anonymous. We've got Kevin, who just pledged. We have another Anonymous from Belleville who just pledged.
All right, I love Belleville.
Thank you so much, Belleville Pledger. And let's see, Anonymous from Belleville, Mud Acres. Mel and Floyd Democracy Now. Thank you, and keep bringing it, boys. Well, we're trying to bring it. We done brang it. Let's see. We also got Candy from Odell, Stein and Tawny from Alma. We've got Ruby from right here in the Madison area. We got Chris from the mostly urine-free lab. We've got Karen from Baraboo. We got Ann from Watoma. I love that all these people are getting us from locations outside of Madison. We have, let's see, Chris again from Madison. We got Mindless Minion, Lucky Number 7. And we have Perry, and we have Clark, and Lois, too, I think, called in, so... It's the trifecta.
Lois and Clark and Perry. Yeah. Come on, Jimmy.
Jimmy, get in there.
Get with it.
Oh, golly, Mr. Kent.
You only pay me $3 a week. Yeah. Committee votes in favor of adopting the People's Flag of Milwaukee as official city flag.
That is a lovely flag.
So there's some momentum there for a really nice flag.
Mel, you know the number one thing I did. Basically, when Companion and I were getting off the train, whoever sees the new Minnesota flag first, you know, has to pay for dinners or things. We were looking for it everywhere. We were so excited.
Oh, I thought you were going to buy one.
Well, we didn't buy one. Yeah. We should have. You're absolutely right. Yeah. That's a gorgeous flag. But, you know, that's lovely, too. That's really nice. It's a lovely flag.
It's very nice.
Sort of golden yellow on the top and blue on the bottom.
Kind of horizontal.
Has a sun setting and on the water. That's what a flag should look like. That's lovely.
Does Milwaukee still have that one that looks like somebody like threw up on it? It's got like a Ferris wheel and then the village people.
It looks like that Mayan calendar stone. It's like there's 500 little tiny people on here and they're all doing something.
But for years it was the poster child for bad flag design.
Oh yeah.
So whenever anybody was doing a TED talk on flag design, it would be like, let's look at a really bad one.
Here's when the vexillologists would get together for their, they'd like, you guys don't behave, we're pulling out that flag.
No! All right, we got about a minute and a half left here. We need about three more pledges.
256. There's one right
there. There's one. All right, we need two more pledges. 256-2001.
Shirley just pledged. Thank you, Shirley.
So, and WRTFM.org.
Shirley's from Broadhead.
Broadhead. I like Broadhead, too. I bike down there.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And anybody else
online?
Pledging online
yet? Got anyone got but Fred.
We got Fred?
Fred,
You got Fred?
Yeah.
I don't have Fred. Where's Fred?
I refreshed here.
Oh, mine didn't refresh. Likes, oh, there he is.
Likes the current transmission, psychoacoustics, and Hour of Slack, and Who Cooks for You? Thank you, Fred.
Wow. And let's see. Do we have one more pledge? Can we get one more? Do I hear one more pledge? One more pledge? You said we want
step
three.
Right up.
We
step
got
right up.
Two. We only
see
need
the
one
mermaid.
More. One
step
more.
Right up.
There's the mermaid. Hey, mermaid. So we only get one more pledge. We got one more pledge we got to do. One more pledge, folks. Just one more pledge. That's all I need. Just one more pledge.
You can quit
any time. I can quit
any time? We can quit it. No, we had 30 seconds. We had 26 seconds left.
We got 25
here.
Seconds.
We're squeezing this. Are you doing the show with the Jaguar?
Yeah.
All right.
Any time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I get it.
Those
so,
things are
I thought you were
great,
trying to get rid of us. So.
Okay, I'm going to call the whistle.
All right. It's the weekend. Enjoy the weekend. Oh, do we have another pledge?
We do.
Oh, all right, let's get that one on before we leave.
This is Robert. Oh, no. That can't be.
Robert Ono?
You think?
I do.
So some high person just pledged to us. Thank you. Thank you, Robert, from Columbus, the most generous pledge I think we've had in quite a while.
Right. Well, you were in Columbus to ride the little choo-choo train.
I was, so. And it was a lovely place, by the way. People were very nice there. The station master was adorable. Oh. I really liked her.
All right, we got to get out of here. Time for the kiosk, and then after that, Who Cooks for You with the Real Jaguar. And keep those pledges coming, folks. Really appreciate it. And we're just in the home stretch of the fun drive here. So, thanks for listening. It is 2 o'clock. You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM, Madison. Pants, was great to see you. Have a great week.
You too, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now look, hot pants won't make you dance.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, September 13th.
This is Bird Note. There's more than one way to catch an insect. Swallows swoop and glide in pursuit of prey, executing sharp turns and quick changes of speed. A bluebird perches on a utility wire and watches below. When the time is right, the bluebird pounces and clamps its bill on a choice bug. A willow flycatcher, ensconced in a large shrub, makes short, darting flights to snap up insects without leaving the shelter of the greenery. At twilight, a chuckwill's widow cruises just a few feet off the ground, its scoop-like mouth wide open, engulfing moths with the help of bristles